St. Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong. Unmatched Fiber Network.
Welcome to The Rock.
This is your rock station.
That fabulous hot rock.
97.7 WLER Butler Cranberry. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome into our local music show. It's The Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. And don't forget, streaming 977rocks.com, and you can play this show back for future episodes and going back, reflecting, or just play it over again because the music has been that great at your convenience or at work on your boss's time. 977rocks.com. And of course, you follow along our grassroots page. And I know you will be voting on a thing called the Grassy Award that we're going to talk about. But good evening, Mr. Utah Burgess.
Yes, good evening, because we're coming up on halfway through the Grassy voting period. So you have till July 31st. Keep them votes coming.
Yeah.
And vote for your favorite, 977rocks.com. Click the banner at the top. There you go. Winner announced at the Van Jam Grassroots Music Festival.
I was talking to somebody over the weekend that said they had been, they went through when they first, we saw it pop up. He went through and went to every single song and gave it a listen. He said, I wanted to be authentic in my thought process. And he said, then I whittled it down to a few. And he says, I'm just going to be going back and forth a little bit. And he says, I'll probably settle on one eventually. But I thought that that's what it's there
that's
for.
That's really cool.
That's
I like that.
That's where we have it. So 977rocks.com. You have great work done by Megan and Taylor here that put that up so that you can see the image of the band or a logo, and you'll be able to identify them by playing the song, and then you can vote once a day, and we will announce the winner at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival again this year, presented by Experience Butler County. So you're going to want to be there. Go to thebandjam.com and get those tickets so that you can see some of these great acts at Cooper's Lake on the Bricks and Minifigs Butler stage. And of course, we kick it off on Thursday, August 20th with the Band Jam singer-songwriter performances. An opening night presented by Ram Automotive. And again, that's free of charge for you to come out to. Doesn't cost anybody a dime outside of your time and your effort to get there to Cooper's Lake Campground. But it's a beautiful night. And then Friday night at 5 o'clock, everybody takes center stage. And we continue that all day Saturday. And our thanks to Coming in Candy and Coffee, who present that center stage Friday morning, where we preview some acts that will be at the Band Jam this year.
Yeah, and we've got a whole bunch of sponsors again this year. We couldn't do this without that. We just couldn't.
Yeah.
And that helps us keep our ticket prices low, too. This is a very affordable music festival.
Yes, it is. And you can check that out at thebandjam.com. 17 and under get in free all weekend anyway. But adult tickets are very inexpensive for you to see nearly two dozen acts throughout the weekend. And, you know, cost money to bring a stage in, cost money to have it at Cooper's Lake, which is a beautiful facility and gives you that opportunity to camp if you'd like, or you can come and go as you please. It's you know, there's parking there. You come in, you can wheel in your own cooler. Hey, our friends at Back Home Barbecue and Brew are ticket sponsors this year. They're going to be there with some of their great food, but also they'll have their brews there, so you can take part in that. We also thank Quality Life Services, Liberty Corner Tavern, Butler County Veterans in Need, Jazz's Rock and Road Show. We've talked about Bill Damiano and Build the Scene and the Pennsylvania Rock Show. Music from the 412, Erie Distillery, all part of our fund and helping to support the cause in your local McDonald's restaurants, where there will be another ticket drop coming up at one of the local locations. So keep your ears to the radio, because you'll know by listening into the Rock Station, we're going to be at said location at a particular day at a particular time. Usually it's like a Thursday at 1 or a Wednesday at the 1, but usually Thursdays. And you get to show up, first five, get a pair of tickets for the weekend.
There you go. Easy. You get yourself some lunch, get some Band Jam tickets. And also want to mention the Butler Area Society of Home Brewers will be back again this year. And the beer tent raises money for our good friends Fostering Music. So great program.
Yeah.
Just come out and enjoy the whole weekend. Come experience Butler County.
That's right. And with the new stage location, too, the Bash Tent is even more accessible, where you're not walking away from the stage. Yeah. You're able to see everything and hear everything so you don't miss a moment. And that's for the folks 21 and over. It's a great opportunity. So it's going to be some fun stuff. We've got the band Brotherhood of the Jam coming in. And these guys are going to be a little more of the tempo that Utah and I like. Maybe a little Rock Fabric-ish. We're looking forward to that. But Brotherhood of the Jam, and they are part of a upcoming festival of the themselves called Metal Massacre, which is up in Girard, Pennsylvania. And they'll talk about that and talk about some of their material. They've got some old and new that we'll play. And also, we're going to be visiting momentarily with Alyssa Hankey, who's going to check in somewhere along Route 6, I have a feeling, because she has a brand new album that she's dropping later this week with a big show at Big Rail Brewing. So make sure you're there to support Alyssa Hankey, who's an incredibly talented songwriter in her own right. But before we get to her, have a little bit of a pat in the back as well to pass out for the band Mind's Eye, who have won one of the mainstays of yesteryear, and they are celebrating their 30th anniversary this year in 2026, and they're getting ready to drop a remastered version of the Mind's Eye EP, Metamorphosis, and the first single they are dropping from the reissue is Barraquin, and this is also something that features a really cool video that they've done that features glimpses of the band's performances on WQED in Pittsburgh years ago. But you'll hear that song. It was written and sung by guitarist Greg Muter, Tom Pinay on acoustic guitar, Scott Herbst on bass, and the late Jason Anthony on drums, who, by the way, as we talk about Grassies, was drummer in Anger the Ant, a two-time winner. So make sure you're voting on the Grassies, 977rocks.com. But great tune called Barraquin, Mind's Eye, which is their ode to some of the old Saturday morning cartoons that we used to get up and watch years ago. And that's a lost art in its own right. But we'll feature their song coming up after we take a phone call. And joining us on the Grassroots Hotline, straight from Route 6, Alyssa Hankey is joining us here this morning, and we're going to be talking about Route 6 and some other great songs that she has as part of a release that will be out as of this coming Friday, and a brand new album she's going to tell us about. Alyssa Hankey, welcome back to the Grassroots Show.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So you've been working hard, I guess, probably since the last time we talked, but creating some new material. I know the last time you were in, you were sharing some really awesome songs for us, Darkness Coming Down and Remington John, I think it was. But yeah, some great stuff. You've been busy writing material with a new album coming out.
Yeah, I got a new album coming out July 17th. We've been dropping singles since March, so we had four singles out. But the full album dropped on July 17th called Good Country People.
What was the thought process for this album? Is there a theme for it, or is it just a collection of material you've been working on?
It's kind of a collection I've been working on. I started, I wrote a song called County Seat, and it was kind of a country-inspired song, and I just started to kind of write in that style, kind of almost like a Western Pennsylvania country album, I guess.
And, of course, you've told us in the past that you had some country flavorings growing up with your family, and you kind of maybe digging back to those roots a little bit. Is that part of the process?
For sure, yeah. I grew up on country music, and I've always loved it. And I think as I've gotten older, I've learned to appreciate it a lot more in terms of, like, lyrics. And so I was kind of drawn from that, too, when I was writing these songs.
I think that does come with age, because it took me getting older to kind of come around and appreciate that I was, you know, raised on the same kind of music, and wasn't happy about it when I was younger, but it's taken time. I'm like, you know what? That was some pretty good stuff.
Yeah, as soon as you hear that steel guitar, you're like, yep. That's my serotonin for the day.
Yeah. Well, when you stop and listen to the music, and maybe as a younger person, we sing some lyrics, but we don't identify with them, I guess. But you find ways to do it. And I've always marveled at your lyrics over the years, and some of the detail that you've had in your music. Really, really strong songwriter. The material that you've been working on now, how long of a process has this been? When did you start to put this album together?
I think the bulk of the record was written, I want to say September of 2023 to like April of 2024. I think I wrote probably like 60% of the album, and then kind of wrapped it up in the end of 24, and then got in the studio last year. So it's just been kind of a few years in the making.
Where'd you record it at?
My drummer in my band, Kevin Mulcahy, he has a home studio. So we did the whole album in his home studio, which was really awesome. We got to take our time and everything.
Yeah, that takes a little bit of stress out of the process, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And he's been playing music for a long time. And I'm not going to charge you hourly because it's just stressful. You know, he's been through that process. So he's been really cool about that.
Have you been staying active playing around the area as well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Playing probably 4 or 5 shows a week, you know, in the summer here and staying real busy this time of year.
Where can we find where you're playing?
You could go on AlyssaHankey.com or you could search me on Facebook or Instagram. I got all my dates posted on there.
So the process of dropping the album, you've dropped a few singles here and there. Can you tell us about some of the songs that you have put out prior to the release of the album later this week?
So the first single we did was Route 6, which is about, you know, kind of it's a good road trip song about getting into Potter County and getting away from society. Then next we had The Pines, which is like a darker song, and A Good Day's Work, which is, you know, kind of an anthem for like hardworking people. And then Motel Room's kind of like another kind of road trip song. So I think the songs are a lot of kind of anthemic. Is that the right word?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, for just kind of everyday people.
Yeah. And sounds like a lot of road trips, maybe around Western Pennsylvania, kind of triggering the thought process.
Yeah.
That's cool. I know we've played The Pines, and a very impressive song.
Thank you.
Yeah, when I saw you drop that as a single. So the full album coming out this week, where can people follow along and find the album so that they can support Alyssa Hankey?
Like I said, you can do AlyssaHankey.com, Facebook, Instagram. Be getting a lot of updates in the next couple of weeks about the release show we're doing at Big Rail Brewing on July 17th as well.
So that'll be the special date on Friday the 17th, Big Rail Brewing. You'll be performing there, and that seems to be a place that I've seen you pop up a few times. It's such a great place to play.
Yeah, we're going to have some good supporting acts. My friend Halloway is going to be playing, and my friend Colt Winter-Lepley, and I'm going to have a bigger band behind me that night. So it's going to be a lot of fun. You can get tickets at Big Rail Brewing, too.
Okay, so that's for this coming Friday night, the 17th, and the brand new album from Alyssa Hankey. Good Country People, the name of the album, and some incredible music on that. And I'm sure you'll have that available, iTunes, Spotify, all over, the usuals.
Yep, all of them.
Well, Alyssa, we're going to play the song Route 6. And I guess take some people up north, and this is, you know, a good time of year to be taking a road trip. So you might be inspiring some people to take a road trip of their own, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
Well, Alyssa, we appreciate the visit here this morning. Hope to catch up with you. And folks, Big Rail Brewing, she's going to be dropping that brand new album in a big celebration show on Friday night. Again, the album Good Country People, and we're anxious to hear a lot more of Alyssa Hankey. And Alyssa, we appreciate you joining us on the show tonight.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Route 6. This is brand new. Alyssa Hankey on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
$1 million highway rolls to Route 6. With the leaves, they're changing. It's time I get my fix. Just a few more hours and I'll make it up there. Well, that's the price that you pay for clean air.
Mountain so high in the- one time I walked outside, saw a storm and for cover, temptation stepped so as you know. I can't believe what you said to me, don't you see? It's a tornado tearing into me. But it is my heart since you left.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
The Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, presented by Experience Butler County, returns to Cooper's Lake Campground in Slippery Rock August 20th through 23rd with 3 days of incredible live local music, a full family fun music-based experience with camping as an option. Enjoy the various vendors and charity bash beer tent. Tickets available at thebandjam.com. 17 and under are free. Highlighting some of the finest musicians in the local tri-state area, thebandjam.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
It's the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for Alyssa Hankey joining us on the opening segment of the show. And this segment being brought to you by our friends at Cummings Candy and Coffee Service and their four locations to serve you. Of course, presenting Center Stage at the Band Jam every Friday morning at around 7:35-ish in the morning as we preview the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival coming to Cooper's Lake, brought to you by Experience Butler County, later in the summer here, just over a month away, August 20th through 22nd. Looking forward to that. We're going to take a trek to Erie here today, and It's almost going to be like a Rock Fabric grassroots show here tonight.
I think they took a trek from Erie.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
In the studio.
So, well, welcome in from Erie, Pennsylvania. James, Phil, Eric, and Austin. Did I get everybody? Yeah. From Brotherhood of the Jam. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in. Why don't we start real quick with Eric, because you are the lead vocalist. And tell us a little bit about how long you guys been together as a band.
That's great. We just talked about how long we've been together as a band, and I forgot already. I got a memory of a
2015.
Goldfish. 2015.
Wow.
And I can't do math too well either.
You're just singing.
Yeah. I'm just singing lyrics, man.
Yeah, cool. Well, I love it. Okay, background to the band name. Where did that come from?
The band name came from, like, so anybody who has been in the band out there can probably identify with this. Sometimes you meet people that you don't really get along with. Things get a little fiery. Sometimes they crash and burn. And that in particular happened to me with one band. And after that, I wanted to find some people that were more close-knit and more like friends. So the name Brotherhood of the Jam came from that. I wanted more of a brotherhood sister, if there were one, but it ended up being Brotherhood. And so I put flyers out, and then I actually work with my hometown heroes. James and Austin were with a band called Harmonic Desolation, and bar none for me, it's one of my favorite bands.
Wow.
And so they ended up breaking up. When they broke up, I got to work with them, and that was awesome. And Phil's a childhood friend.
Okay.
Also one of my musical heroes. And so that's kind of where Brotherhood of the Jam got its whole essence
name
from.
Neat story.
11 years strong. So.
How about that? Yeah, well, obviously you found that brotherhood. And you guys are jamming up a storm up in the air. Let's talk to James. James Scatella, who is the guitarist in the band. James, a little background of yourself as far as a musician. What led you down a musical path?
Sure, absolutely. And first off, thank you, Bob and Utah, for having us. Really appreciate you guys. So, music has been my whole life. I mean, from a young age, just appreciating the bands of the 90s, some of our influences, Pantera, Deftones, Typo Negative right here. I just grew up in that whole 90s groove metal, and that was kind of like in my blood. So I started playing guitar actually when I was 12 years old, and I did that for a couple of years. And then I just fell in love with the drums. So I actually switched like 3 years later, and I was 15 years old, and I started playing drums. And I did that for most of my life. As Eric said, I was in a band with Austin called Harmonic Desolation. And that was great, man. Just it was an instrumental band, but I still had the guitar background. So sometimes I'd write up some riffs and be like, hey, guys, you know, you guys want to play this? And then I would do the drum beats for it, and it worked out nicely. But after that band fizzled out, you know, Eric approached me, and he was like, hey, man, I'm doing this new band, and you want to play guitar? And I'm like, okay, you know, I was a drummer for like 10 years of my life, and it was a big switch, honestly, but I couldn't be happier, man. Just to express myself with the guitar has been amazing with these guys, because they enhance me, mm-hmm. you know, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Any influences as far as guitarists go?
Well, first it's got to be Dimebag Darrell from Pantera, man. Yeah. I was such a that band just overall in general, but his guitar playing really moved me. And rest in peace to Dime. I know he's no longer here with us, but just the groove and the soul that he put was. Mm-hmm. Something I identified with a lot. So,
and the technicality that, just, man, when you know, and you list deeper and deeper,
exactly,
you know, and who knows what he would have created, but he created a lot of great magic, no doubt about that. Big Pantera fan myself, so
good stuff. Never got to see them live. I saw the reunited version with Zach Wilde on guitar, and you know, that was still awesome to hear those songs live, and over in Burgettstown. So not too far from here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool. So. Phil Coleman is the drummer of the band. And Phil, a little background of yourself.
Well, I started drumming, you know, probably around when I was 14 years old. You know, kind of came out of nowhere. My mom had friends that were in music, big around Erie around the time, like these bands like Cyclone, Sea Hollies. Kind of, they were big local bands around there. And so I grew up around it all the time. I always wanted to play the drums, but my mom was like, you're playing a guitar, because I don't want to listen to the drums. So I got the guitar. I didn't feel like tuning and doing all that. I'm like, this is too much work. So I kind of sat on my loins, still wishing to drum. And one time we were at a friend's house, and they would always do jams in their basement playing Jimi Hendrix and Led Zeppelin, a lot of classic rock stuff that I grew up on. And their drummer didn't show. And they were like, well, you want to take that opportunity to sit behind and play the drums sometime? Now's your chance. And I got behind it and held the beat. And we went through a bunch of songs. They didn't have to stop. We played through them. And, you know, at the end, they turned to my mom and they're like, this kid's a natural. Wow. They're like, get him a kit. So, you know, so my mom got me a drum kit and started from there. We didn't have a lot of money, so I had coffee cans up, which I always remember reading the stories of John Bonham back when he was young and he started playing. He was playing on coffee cans.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, I guess I'm getting coffee cans. So I put coffee cans up on my stands. I was hitting those and started out real small. And then I had a bunch of broken cymbals that I got off of friends that were in music. And then it grew from there, and, you know, I just stuck with it my whole life doing a bunch of different things. But, you know, and then I was playing different music. I kind of got out of metal for a little bit, and then these guys got a hold of me. And I was like, you know what, I kind of want to get back in.
Yeah.
So I was missing playing heavy for a bit there and stuff, and I was doing some indie rock stuff. And, you know, once we started playing together, it was just natural.
Yeah.
When we say brotherhood, like, it really feels like it. Like, it's like, we just gel. When we're writing music, it's like it just oozes out of you, and you're just all on the same page almost at all times.
Wow.
And it was one of those things that's just, it was like magic when it came together.
Good stuff. Let's visit with Eric Thomas, vocalist. Eric, what led you to pick up a microphone, first of all?
I think I always wanted to be an entertainer from childhood. And my dad, he used to play this game in a car with me all the time of, like, guess what band that is.
Okay.
So that probably incited my actual love for music.
Yeah.
So he would always give me, like, the first initial or things like that. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I had a band at, like, 16 with this guy, which was not the greatest. We're young, trying to figure ourselves
right
out.
Yeah.
You know, it was a kid's band.
Coming out of the garage, right?
Yeah, in the garage, literally.
And then I went to the military for a good time. After coming out of the military, I realized I had a little bit of a voice from Dude and Cadence.
Okay.
And then I pursued a heavy metal music career, if you'll call it.
Okay. That. So, and it was heavy metal right out of the gate? That was your passion?
Right. I've always been a metalhead.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I can talk for a long time, too. My dad spurred me into metal also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. And I would assume you were in the Army?
Yes, I was in the Army.
Oh, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Yeah. I love the Gas Monkey Garage, too. I follow them.
Right on.
The barn finds they're getting now, you know, so good stuff. And Austin Gabbard is the bass player, right?
Yeah.
Austin, grab the microphone over here and tell us a little bit about your musical background.
So when I was a kid, my dad used to DJ different events. And, you know, he had the big old Sirwin Vega speakers and the whole setup. So he had quite an extensive CD collection. And he didn't mind me popping it in and just listening to it every once in a while. And I slowly found myself getting more into rock music and just really enjoyed it there. But I was a little bit of a late bloomer as far as playing instruments. I had moved up to New York, and it didn't work out up there, so I came back. And that's when my buddy Josh was like, he had all kinds of guitars, you know, all the learning material. And I would just pick it up and fiddle around. And he was like, man, you learned that pretty quick, you know. I was like, dude, you got to teach me how to play, like, for real. And he's like, well, we got a band, Harmonic Desolation, and it's not the guitar, but would you like to play bass for us? And I was like, you know what? Why not? And it just, like he said, it's only two strings less. You know, it's the same damn thing, basically. Okay, why not? So we did that, and yeah, they thought I was up to par enough to play along with them. So I really got into that. It was a lot of fun. And obviously after that, the Harmonic Desolation fell apart. And got into working with Brotherhood. It was funny. I remember being at a metal festival, and Eric approached me with a flyer at one point in time while I was in HD. And he was like, oh, we're putting together a band. And I was like, yeah, I don't know, man. I barely know what I'm doing as it is with this band.
And
right, you're doing a great job.
And here you are, 11 years later.
Yeah, right. No, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
good stuff. I'm glad it's all worked out the way it did.
Brotherhood of the Jam are with us, and we're going to get into a song called Sands of Time. Eric, do you want to intro that song, or who wants to intro that? Let's get a little background.
Yeah, Sands of Time is more or less a song about oppression, and even though you may be oppressed like as in a job or anything like that, you're not feeling good about it, you're still giving your all. And sometimes you give your all and that's your heart too, and it just doesn't feel like it's reciprocated, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what Sands of Time is all about.
Well, let's give it a listen tonight. It's the Brotherhood of the Jam tonight on the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Thank you.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to our Grassroots Show here tonight, presented by Shady Lady Productions. This segment brought to you by Bill Damiano and Build the Scene. And, of course, connections to the music from the 412, where if you were checking out things in the last week, you might have caught our good friend sitting across the table from me, Mr. Utah Burgess, who was hanging out in the studio causing problems. Huh?
Yeah, absolutely. It was kind of cool. It's this sort of a companion piece. We got to be on Rocky's Rock and Roll Symphony, the band did, so we... Got to be guests on that, which was a real honor. But then we did a kind of a companion piece where we hung out with Jazz at Rattle Clack Studio and discussed how we recorded our songs and our whole process. So you
That's
can
really
check
cool.
that at musicfromthe412.com.
It's kind of, and I say that, you know, causing problems. It's just kind of you're like looming over their shoulders,
yeah, well, I
chatting about stuff. You know, that was pretty cool.
I was overseeing things.
Overseeing, sure.
Well, you know, you get Rocky and Jazz together.
Well, somebody's going to tie the pieces together, right? Good stuff. Well, check that out. Music from the 412. And of course, Bill and Build the Scene, and you'll probably see him out at the band jam. So look forward to having him part of that. James, Phil, Eric, and Austin are with us. They are Brotherhood of the Jam, and we just heard Apparition. And boy, that I hear that's the name, and I think of Fate's Warning, if you guys know that. They had a great song called Apparition, but that was Brotherhood of the Jam. Eric, tell us a little bit about that song.
Well, Apparition, the story comes from a video game called Final Fantasy III. 6 if you're a jerk, because we didn't have 6 here. In the beginning when it came, it was called Final Fantasy III because that's what it was. Anyway, no, I'm just kidding. So it's kind of like the breakdown of the story where this warrior, Cyan, comes into his home. He's like the king's right-hand man. He's a general. And he comes back to the castle, and he finds out that Kefka, the bad guy, poisoned the well. And so everybody's dying in the whole castle. Castle Doma, I believe it was. It's been a while. And so when he comes back, he finds his wife and child passing from the poison. And then he goes on a journey with the other adventurers. And he ends up seeing the Phantom Train, which then carries the souls of the dearly departed to the next realm. And that's kind of where Apparition gets its basis from.
Okay. All right. So when you guys are putting together a song... are you primarily the lyrical guy creating that, or does it come from everybody?
Primarily, I am the lyric guy. These guys give me ideas sometimes of where we want the song to go. Every okay. once in a while, I'll get a short phrase here and there from them. But more or less, lyrical composition comes from me.
Okay.
And it's a complicated process for me. Because it takes a lot into effect of the word usage and, of course, rhythm and then tone. But the word usage has to be words that I actually use in my vocabulary that I can feel.
Okay.
So, yeah. And then lyrical composition, I've always wanted to, I guess, be a poet of sorts. So I have to make sure that the word usage is very strong.
Okay.
And musically, like how it came together. It was an interesting time because like we were writing so much heavy stuff at the time that I remember us talking about it. We're like, all right, we got to write a little bit more chill and softer stuff. So as you notice through the song, it's, you know, pretty melodic. And the goal was to try to just have a whole melodic song. And when we get to the part where Austin's bass comes in, it just built back up with the heaviness. So we couldn't keep the chill the whole way, but
whoops.
Yeah.
But Austin, there sounds like there was intent there.
Maybe.
Yeah, with that guy early on, we couldn't keep anything on the softer side. He's
like, no, that's not. No. Like, we're not doing that. The whole time, like, get up, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like bored halfway through it. I'm like, all right. Yeah. Now it kicks in. I could entertain this again. But and far as like the lyrics come, usually after the music. So we'll get together and we'll have ideas. And, you know, we wanted
some
to keep that.
He'll tell us timings and be like,
yeah.
You know, extra with that part because I'm getting ideas together while we're working on the music.
But. Yeah. Yeah. But it all gels together. You know, Eric will have ideas. Eric, Phil. Austin, we'll each put our input, and then it just melts into this like awesome core, you know. So,
and obviously, the relationship you guys have shared for the last decade has helped to just continue to reinforce that, I guess you could say.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to work with brothers, and I call them brothers because they are. We're family now, and it's so much easier than working with just somebody that you might see once a month, you know.
Sure. Yeah,
it definitely helps in the creative process too, because we very much trust one another when it comes to, oh, I have an idea, let's run this real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10 it works.
Yeah.
Yes, cool. Everybody has a voice.
Yeah.
I think that's part of our musical creation that really counts, is that we all do have a voice.
There's definitely that part too where the jam comes into it, because a lot of our songs start. Sometimes we'll just be sitting there and we start vibing on a riff. Next thing you know, it goes into another riff, and then it goes into another, and then we've got half a song and we're sitting there like, what the heck just happened? So then we'll run it a couple more times and we'll record it.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we'll go back and sometimes, like, it's just a lot of times it happens unintentionally, and that definitely plays into the jam part of the band.
Yeah.
It definitely happens.
It's fitting to the name.
Yep. Yeah.
Good stuff. So where do you do your recording? Do you have somebody local?
So we've been working with, well, originally we had a friend of ours, Andrew DeSanctis. He recorded our first EP, but he moved away to North Carolina. And then, but lately the last album and the new album we're going to be working on, we work with Josh Roman at Mind Rocket Studios, and he's based out of West Middlesex, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he's been in the game for like over 30 years, recorded many, many artists. And so we're actually working on 2 singles right now. One's called Demon and the other one's called Jekyll and Hyde. So those are probably going to be the first 2 singles we release off the new album once we get those recorded. So,
all right. So sometime over the next year, expect some new stuff.
Absolutely.
Brotherhood of the Jam. What was the name of the previous album? Do you have 2 albums out, or do you have more than that?
Yeah, so the first EP, which, you know, it's kind of a small album, was Cellular Collapse. And then the latest album that we had was Timeless Dominion.
Okay.
And that was out in 2022. So, it's been a little bit of time.
Right.
And we're trying to get the new music out there.
Sure. So where can people find that music in particular?
Spotify mainly. We do have videos on YouTube, various live videos on YouTube of our performances. But we also have, like, the recorded versions, too. To find us on Facebook, Instagram, those are our main socials to get in contact with us or just get updates on what we're doing.
Brotherhood of the Jam.
Brotherhood of the Jam.
I wanted to, we're going to talk about a big event that's coming up here at the end of the month, first part of August, that you guys are part of. But what is the metal scene? You know, we've talked to a lot of different artists from Erie in a lot of different styles. What is the metal scene like up in that area? Are there proper places for you to play in even the tri-state area, because we love to cover that?
I feel like definitely over the last couple of years we've seen it really strengthen, especially as far as just the quality of the music coming out right now. There's a lot of great musicians in town. A lot of great bands have formed, especially, or been around for years in the area. As far as it goes, we've just seen Centennial Hall is a place that's now starting to transition over into new ownership that has really come around. They did a remodel on it. It's a beautiful place. Mm-hmm. Starting to pull a lot of acts, a lot of national acts coming into town. So that's going to be big. But they also have a little spot called The Bunker, which is also attached there. So they get some gigs there.
This is Lavery Brewing, right?
Yes, this is Lavery Brewing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Lavery ended up picking it up, which is a great brewery nearby. And another guy that was involved in music back in the day, too. So having him get involved again, you know, it's a good new vision for it. you know, and we have some things going on. We're working on a patio series that we do at Voodoo Brewery, which is another brewery in town that's right in the city there, which is great in the summer. We do this patio series. You get to play outside. It draws nice attention, and we've been having Metal Axe play there. So we're hoping to keep that around here for a while, too. It's a good venue for our heavy music. We do have a couple little spots around town, too, to play. The summer's prime time, though, because of these festivals.
Yeah.
Metal Massacre.
So let's talk about this, because I mentioned I was a fan of the old Metal Massacre series that Metal Blade Records put out years ago. And I don't even know if they're still doing compilations anymore. But, you know, that was a way. I mean, it was the old school way to find new music. Yes. I mean, that's how we all found Metallica back in the day before Kill 'Em All. But there is a festival, and we've been talking a lot about our festival coming up in August. But July 31st through August 2nd, you have a 3-day festival over toward Girard, Ohio, and it's kind of based off the name Metal Massacre. Right?
Yeah, it started, I want to say, early 2010s. So it's been around, and it mainly featured metal bands from the beginning. But over the years, they brought in like punk acts, alternative. So it's a nice culmination of the 814 Erie music scene. But even people around that area, they'll bring in bands from what, like Buffalo and Pittsburgh sometimes to get Pittsburgh bands. But yeah, it's 30 different acts over the 2 days. They got free camping. So if anybody actually wants to get a ticket for it, you could go on their Facebook page, and it's Gemini Metal Massacre. And they got like pre-sales, and if you vote for Brotherhood of the Jam, we get a better spot. So
you can kind of acknowledge the bands that you kind of follow along. Yeah.
They're doing the votes all online with ticket sales, which is actually really cool. Because it used to be how many tickets you sold, we'd do a tally, we'd have a party.
Okay.
Everybody, whoever sold the most tickets.
Is that what's going on at Twisted Elk Brewing then? There's some called lineup party. Okay, I do a lot of drinking there. So I'm like, a lineup party. Okay.
Yeah. It's a great spot. But yeah, we'll be doing our announcing there, and then I think we'll pick our spots, so they'll announce the winners. But they're doing a real cool voting thing. So you just get, after you're purchasing your tickets, the next step is you see the list of 30 bands. You can pick 3 bands from your favorite to your third favorite. And the bands get those points, and those points tally at the end. And then those bands get to pick their spots accordingly.
Nice. So that's cool.
It's a really cool way to do it, actually. We really like it. It's a little competition thing.
Sure. But it's a little safer than Battle of the Bands, because those always became mayhem back in the day.
Yeah, it's not that.
Not in a good way a lot of times.
Yeah, I still have people who won't talk to me over Battle of the Bands. So.
Right. Safer, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
That's really cool. How many years have you guys been a part of Metal Massacre?
Our first one was 2016. Brotherhood of the Jam, our first one was 2016. And it was interesting because they shut down for a couple of years. I couldn't remember why. They just stopped doing the festival. And then we actually had a brief hiatus in, was it 2022 to 2023? And there was such a demand that they wanted us to come back and play this in 2023. And we're like, okay, we'll do that. We just got back together and we never left. So,
and that show was phenomenal.
So 2023 was our return.
Okay,
but that was the return to the festival itself too, because it had been gone, I think, since 2018, maybe.
Yeah, it was gone for a few years.
Yeah,
it's got to feel good that you guys, I mean, you were appreciated enough that they wanted you to come back and put things back together again.
It was you know, there was chants at the end of people saying, you know, like, play one more song and things like that. And it's just, it felt really good after being out of music for a year to come back and really have everybody that excited for it and
re-inspiring the band.
The fire was already re-sparked, but it became a blaze after that for sure.
Good stuff. Metal Massacre, and that's the West Springfield area. Is that what you said?
Correct.
July 31st through August 2nd. Check that out. Well, we're anxious to hear the new material, but we want to hear some more of your material. And we've got Kingdom Come and Blue Harvest that we're going to play for you guys next. Again, re-give the socials again where people can find Brotherhood of the Jam.
So Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Spotify are our main ways to get
if you just look up Brotherhood of the Jam, you'll
Apple
be able
Music
to find
too
us on there.
Well, Eric, you're going to give us an intro on to Kingdom Come. Tell us about
Kingdom
this song.
Well, Kingdom Come was one of our first songs that we made as a complete entirety of the band.
Okay.
I don't know, it's a doozy. It feels good. It rocks out. It introduces you to us being long-winded. We're being really good right now on the radio station. Yeah. So, I think it's approximately 6 minutes long.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool stuff. Yeah. And then we'll follow that up. I guess you have a little bit of a darker song, Blue Harvest, that we'll spin.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, guys, great to have you in. Thanks for making the trek down from Erie to visit with us on an early Monday morning, no less.
Yeah. It was totally worth it.
Yeah. But great to hear your stuff. Brotherhood of the Jam, James, Phil, Eric, and Austin, be sure to check them out. If you can't make Metal Massacre, find a place where they're playing, pop in, and support the cause. And, guys, we look forward to seeing you. Can't wait to catch you live myself. So.
Thank you. Yeah. You'll have a good time.
It's Kingdom Come and Blue Harvest right now. It's Brotherhood of the Jam on the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions here on The Rock Station, 97.7.
wake up in the morning with a hatred in my heart.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build a Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build a Scene is just about that, building the scene. And what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On the General Concert Calendar, catch 2B's Acoustic at Shakespeare Restaurant and Pub at Old Stonewall Golf Club Friday, July 17th from 6:30 to 9:30. That's Mercer Road, Elwood City. And then Sunday, July 19th, they head to Libations Winery from 1 to 4. That's American Way in Mercer. Big Sewickley Creek Brewing is the place for Acoustic Union. This Friday night, they'll be there from 7 to 9. Also, Sunday the 19th from 2 to 5, a Sunday afternoon garden party to benefit the Remember Rose Garden featuring Michelle Hall and Acoustic Union. Don't forget about the 8th Annual Music for the Cure at the Sessions at Blueberry Hill, 124 Maple Road, Carn City, Saturday, August 8th from 1 to 11. Check out the Facebook page for tickets and come support the cause. And keep your ears to the radio this week. McDonald's restaurants might be having a Band Jam tickets drop. And of course, you could be part of the Rock Done Right tour when you attend the Band Jam at Cooper's Lake. Tickets on sale now at thebandjam.com. Also on the Rock Done Right tour, Saturday, July 25th, Corey's Cruise at the Big Butler Fairgrounds. Check out Corey'sCruise.com for info. On the Shady Lady concert calendar, Thursday, July 16th, it's a Thirsty Thursday acoustic night at the Liberty Corner Tavern in Freeport featuring Caitlin Hempfill at 7:30. Friday the 17th, happy hour at the Grill at River Forest Country Club features Megan Pennington with live music from 6 to 8. Also on Friday the 17th, Noble Hops will be live at Baston Distillery in Saxonburg with an acoustic show at 7:30. Saturday, July 18th, the House Concert Series at the Fieldhouse in Cabot will feature High Fidelity from 7 to 10. And Saturday the 18th as well, how about a road trip? The Hops on the Patio at Oasis Pub, Westlake Road in Erie. The Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, presented by Experience Butler County, returns to Cooper's Lake Campground in Slippery Rock August 20th through 23rd with 3 days of incredible live local music, a full family fun music-based experience with camping as an option. Enjoy the various vendors and charity bash beer tent. Tickets available at thebandjam.com. 17 and under are free. Highlighting some of the finest musicians in the local tri-state area, thebandjam.com. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on our final segment of the Grassroots Show here tonight, man. This has been a great show. It went fast, but some fun stuff with Alyssa Hanke visiting and Brotherhood of the Jam. And this segment of our show brought to you by Experience Butler County and Two Man Happy Hour, which, you know, if you were paying attention during the show, there was a reference on how Utah came across Brotherhood of the Jam.
Well, it was, yeah. They Brian and Jack do a podcast, Two Man Happy Hour podcast, and these guys were on one of the episodes. I'm like, whoa, what was that? And I liked it, and so I took a picture of it so I would remember their name and looked them up and enjoyed what I liked and then reached out. So here we are. We got a cool show with them.
Yeah, very, very cool. And yeah, Metal Massacre coming up the end of this month, July 31st, over near Girard, Ohio. Check it out and check out Brotherhood of the Jam.
That'd be Girard, Pennsylvania.
Girard. I'm thinking of Geneva.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Geneva, Ohio. So Girard, Pennsylvania, kinda, that's even closer.
Yeah. It's kind of like, I think, right where 5 and 20 is, yeah, heading west.
Yeah.
Kind of converge right there. So
good job. All right. Well, fun stuff right there. And, of course, don't forget about our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival brought to you by Experience Butler County, August 20th through 22nd. It'll be here before you know it, so make sure you've got your tickets at thebandjam.com. 17 and under get in free. Everybody gets in free for the singer-songwriter night Thursday night, thanks to Ram Automotive. But, obviously, you need tickets for Friday and Saturday. And if you'd like to camp, that's payable separate to Cooper's Lake, but there is a link all at thebandjam.com. And let's see, this is July 12th. There just might be a ticket drop coming this week, brought to you by your local McDonald's restaurants.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Little hint.
Hint.
Yeah. Hint. And if you've been paying attention, you know what day it is. So you'll just need to know what location. So be sure to tune in this week.
Because you've already done one location.
That's
so
right.
There's two to go.
Yeah. All right. So they won't be Route 8 south of Butler, kids. Process of deduction here. So good stuff. And, of course, coming up here this month, Corey's Cruise, yeah, one of the Rock Done Right tour stops. And, you got right around the corner, Music for the Cure. So there's a lot going on this time of year.
And the Moraine State Regatta also.
About that's
coming right up.
Is that year 30, did I see?
August 1st and 2nd coming up. So we got a great lineup for that.
3 decades of that.
Yeah.
Amazing. Good stuff. Yeah, they just had this past week, they had flying disc championships, junior national championships or something like that. So, yeah, it's a busy time. Good stuff. Well, let's get into some music here to wrap up the show.
Yeah, let's take it out with a Grassy Award-winning band from back in the day. And just, throwing these guys on, just also want to send some well wishes to them and all the friends and family of Rodney, a longtime Melonhead and a big supporter of the local music scene. Just know that our thoughts are with you all, and we'll throw on some Shag Dog Melonhead and just an idea.
Most appropriate. And speaking of the Grassies, don't forget to vote daily, because you do that till the 31st at 977rocks.com. And we're going to throw that on with another band that was nominated multiple times along with Shag Dog. The Highland Brothers are back with a cut from them and Ben Mainhart, a collaboration. And rumor has it from Ben that there might be a few more of these happening. But it's just good to see Justin and Dave jamming again.
That would be great to see.
Yeah, it would be. And this is one of those stories where these guys get into trouble surrounding fishing. And fortunately, at least one boss on this one kind of buys into the fishing excuse. So we're talking about the song Missing Work. And this is the Highland Brothers and Ben Mainhart following Shag Dog. And we will be back again next Sunday night at 7 o'clock for the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions, right here on The Rock Station 97.7.
Take me to the time when it was it's easy to say what's on your mind. Just lay it on the line. Don't say you're doing great if you're only doing fine. Walker, she's talking all her jewelry. Lying, she's crying, she's trying only to believe. Man on the corner screaming the LED. Everybody love everybody differently. Thinking I'm blinking, I'm drinking constantly. Flying, I'm dying, I'm trying only to believe. The way to the top is like climbing up the tree. You're staring at the bottom and you're coming at the feet. Walker, she's talking all her jewelry. Everybody differently. Thinking I'm flaking, I'm drinking constantly. Crying, I'm dying, I'm trying only to believe. The way to the top is like climbing up a tree. Starting at the bottom, we've been chasing up the me.
Everybody loves a Monday. Boss man said, hey, let's have a talk. Says here you missed last Friday. Round here, you do things my way. Gonna give you one chance to explain yourself. Walk past my 70 skips and start singing songs about going fishing. Next thing you know, to my boat I'm hitching. Background, my wife is bitching. Got there, that lake was glass. Ended up drunk on my ass. Guess I should've just called in sick. Yeah, I miss work, but I wasn't much missing it. Miss work, but I wasn't much missing it. Boss man says, hey, I ain't mad. I'm kinda glad. Yeah, you see my wife, she hates fishing too. Next time you get that itch not to work, go out fishing. Just remember that I like fishing too. Walk past my 70 skips and start singing songs about going fishing. Next thing you know, through my boat I'm hitching. Background, my wife is bitching. Got there, that lake was glass. Ended up drunk off my ass. Guess I should have just called in sick. Yeah, I miss work, but I wasn't much missing it. Miss work, but I wasn't much missing it. That day of fishing beats a good work day. Maybe someday I'll do things my way. Walk past my 70 skips and start singing songs about going fishing. Next thing you know, to my boat I'm hitching. Background, my wife is bitching. Got there, that lake was glass. Ended up drunk off my ass. Guess I should have just called in sick. Yeah, I miss work, but there wasn't much missing it. Miss work, but there wasn't much missing here. Miss work, but there wasn't much missing here.
Looking back at the years gone.
different is cool.
I always knew I was different, and now I know why.
Your rock station, 97.7.